What up, what up, what up?
Oh, okay. So you coming with the energy today.
Yes, sir.
What's this? Today's an occasion, a special occasion, huh?
Special occasion.
Is it really?
No, nothing special about today. Actually, today is less special than most days.
Okay.
Because I didn't do shit this weekend.
Ah, nice, nice. That's pretty special. I sat
and I played Prey almost the entirety of the weekend.
Sounds about right. Sounds about the same that I did pretty much.
And I finished it.
Me as well. And I'm ready to talk about it. I'm hoping the people at home are ready to listen to us talk about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to talk about it, too. I got some thoughts. I got some thoughts and I got some
prayers.
Opinions.
Oh, close.
Prayer. I don't have any prayers, unfortunately. Not today.
I got a prayer, though.
I appreciate it.
My prayer.
Everybody. Bow the heads.
All right, y'all. Let's get prayed to. Amen.
Dang. God bless, man. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, get it? Prayer? Pray?
Prayer.
That's the title. That's the title right there of the episode. We got
Dang.
It.
Shout out to the Prayer Podcast. Yay. You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
That needs to be the title of this damn episode. Prayer Podcast. Come on now.
I like it. We got to, what if we Photoshop, you know, our like little logo or whatever. We Photoshop it just for this episode. We put prayer instead of player, so that way when people look at this episode, it'll be the one that's different because it's a mimic of our normal logo. Wow, this is big brain right now. Y'all are here. Wow. Y'all hearing it here first, folks. So if you were wondering why the episode picture or whatever, the thumbnail, whatever you call it, says prayer instead of player, now you know. That is if we actually do it. But we may not.
I was about to say, there's only one problem with this. Who's making it?
I'll make it.
You gonna make the logo?
I'll make the logo. I mean, bro, you got like the Photoshop file, don't you? Also, can't we make this in like Canva or something?
Canva? What is Canva?
It's like the I don't even know exactly. It's like you make pictures and stuff.
Did you just make up an application?
No, it's a graphic design platform used to create social media graphics, presentations, posters, documents, and other visual content.
Dang, that's the first time I'm hearing about that. What the pricing plan look like?
It's free, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
At least
okay.
A little bit. Then you have to pay for like special designs and shit. But all we're typing is the word prayer and then a Dang. Two for square.
To be honest, I could probably, I see it. Wow, this is crazy. Where you learn about this?
Bro, I've been around the block a couple times. On the internet Dang,
as
a couple times.
As have I. But I have not been around this block. Let's get the show started, all right?
I'm ready.
We gave the people their 3 minutes, all right? now we got to talk about the damn video games.
Excellent.
All right?
I'm here for it.
So let's do the usual sync up, the 1, 2, 3 clap. And let's just roll into the show, shall we?
Yes.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to episode 143 of the Player Podcast, also known as the Prayer Podcast. Before we get started, I want to give a big thank you to both old and new additions to our crew tuning in to listen to us do what we do. And what's that, Arson?
Talk about video games.
Talk about video games. Every Thursday of every week, we gather around the virtual water cooler to discuss video games and the culture surrounding them. I'm your host, Joseph Hooper, a.k.a. The Hoop Man, along with my co-host, the ultimate prayer, Arsene Lakpa.
Hey guys, it's me, ultimate prayer here. No prayer is better than me. Like if you try to pray and you think you're praying to, you know, whoever you believe in, I'm just sorry to tell you, but you guys are not as good as me, okay? This is my career, bro. I'm ranked number one in the world for this. And if you guys think that you That's can come crazy. Step to me, call me up and we're gonna have a pray off. Okay. We're gonna get everybody get on their knees and we're gonna pray as hard as you can. See who prays harder. Nobody can Damn. Do it like me, bro. I'm built different.
Call Guinness.
I'll call
Guinness, have them
I'll call them.
Make it official.
They better do it too. I want to see my name in the book. I want my kids, I want my grandkids, I want everybody's grandkids to see my name and be like, wow, damn, this is the man who prayed the hardest, and nobody could ever outpray him. That's what I want to see.
All right, well, let's fucking do it. What's going on, my man?
Man, you know, not too much. Actually, a little story time. So,
okay.
Not really a story time, but more of a life update. So, you know, you're a good buddy of mine, right? You know, and I look up to you. I respect you. And so because of that.
What's this man about to say?
Okay. Because of that, I figured I wanted to follow in your footsteps. Your boy got a cavity. Let's go.
Wait, let me get a.
Yeah, let's go. Turn up. Cavity gang, we out here. Went to the dentist last Tuesday. You know, I had not been to the dentist. It's probably been like at least 2 to 3 years, bro. So it was bound to happen.
I feel you.
That's just what happened. I walked in there. You know, I was vibing. You know, I don't have any tooth pain. But the guy was like, yeah, you got a little cavity back there on your wisdom tooth. But luckily it's little, or else we would have to take the whole thing out. And I'm like, oof. Yeah, so I dodged the bullet there. But, you know, the cavity gang rise up, going in for a filling this Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So by the time this episode comes out, your boy will be filled up.
Is this your first cavity?
This is my second cavity.
Okay, all right. Ever. So you know the process.
I know the process. Hopefully, you know, when he told me, I was like, you know, not stressed about it. I was like, oh yeah, no big deal. It's just a little filling or whatever. But now, you know, as we get closer to the actual event, I'm starting to think about it. I'm like, last time I went, I was a child. And by child, I mean, I was like probably like 17, 18. So I was going to a children's thing.
So literally like 4 years ago.
So when I go in here, how are they going to treat me, bro? Like, you know, I need Dr. T, bro. Dr. T, that was my childhood dentist. From childhood up to literally a couple years ago, to the point, like, we went to him so much, my mom still tries to get me to go to him.
That's crazy.
I'm like, mom, I'm 23. I can't be showing my face at a children's dentist.
It's like the difference between juvenile detention and actual jail.
An actual jail, for real. So
they'll knock you around in actual jail.
Exactly. So I'm hoping I don't get knocked around too much. But yeah, just thought I'd share that with y'all. Hope y'all send your prayers. Obviously they won't be as good as my prayers, but hopefully I turn out a-okay. Hopefully they don't take my tooth out when I'm not looking.
Yeah, I feel you. My wisdom teeth are also back there. They're apparently compacted, so who knows what they'll have to do to me compacted. To get them hoes out.
I don't even know what that means.
Neither do I. I gotta go to an oral specialist or something to like have them assess the situation, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, you know, I'm just hoping, hey, fuck me up, gas me up.
Yeah. You
know, like the Joker, give me that gas, knock my ass out, and I want to wake up without no teeth.
Oh, yeah, we definitely. That's how I want the process to go down. We got to record when you are sauced up off the goop, you know? We need an episode, the player gassed up episode.
Where it's just an audio recording of me coming back from the dentist.
Yeah, trying to talk about video games, but you're just not succeeding.
Yeah. Damn, but, that would be the worst episode of all time, but go ahead.
It could be. It could be a good episode. But, yeah, I don't think, was there anything else I did this past week? I think I was just, once again, vibing. You know, that's kind of like, you know, I have a checklist of things to do during the week that I like to do. You know, I like to stay up late. I like to play video games. And then I... Just a bunch of hood rat shit, you know. But number three is always vibing. So your boy was vibing. Okay. Had a good time. And I'm passing it over to you, bro. How was your week?
Bruh, it was fine. Nothing crazy. Most of my time is split between two things, Play and Pray, and working on a little side project. Ooh. Which I may or may not reveal at some point. Working on a little side project. So yeah, nothing interesting. Like, I'm trying to think back, and literally, not a damn thing of interest has happened. But I'm on call next week, so, you know, I made sure to get some good meals in.
Nice.
Have you ever had some birria tacos?
I have not yet, but it is on. I want them so badly.
Yeah, them hoes slap. We had some this weekend for the second time, and they really did hit the damn spot. So, yeah, it's just a chill, just the same thing, vibing, having a good time.
Nice. Nice. You love to hear it.
So, I mean, without further ado, guys, you guys dodged a bullet here because we didn't have a lot of shit to talk about. We didn't have to talk about Jujutsu Kaisen, which, you know, now that the words have fallen from my lips, have you seen the Friday episode? Yes,
I did, of course.
Come on. Y'all thought we were about to go straight into the video games. First of all, shout out to fucking Jujutsu Kaisen, where, first of all, if Matt's listened to this, I know damn well Matt has never listened to an episode of this podcast in his life. But if he is listening to this, you better fucking watch your tongue, my man, talking about him, Jujutsu Kaisen. My man has watched the entirety of Naruto, or almost the entirety of Naruto, and this man has the audacity to complain about filler to me. I'm like, Naruto is the king of filler, bro. Jujutsu Kaisen's filler is at least somewhat entertaining, but like the way that they were like, you know what? We know we got to give you some backstory in this. We know we got to give, you know, do a little extra. But actually, let's jam-pack the first half of the episode with all the good shit. So just in case you want to turn it off halfway through, you already got what you wanted. Come on, man.
Just an excellent fight, you know? Just an excellent, like, I guess, what would I consider this? Character progression? You know, character growth?
I get it. Yeah, just like, you know, one of those level up moments.
Right.
That you're always waiting for.
It ain't Super Saiyan level, obviously, but
right.
It was very significant. You know, I'm happy for this character. They were able to juice up, charge up, and come out with a dub.
I mean, good stuff, though. Man. You know,
are you still up to date on Attack on Titan?
Not. I mean, I'm up to date, but I have not watched today's episodes.
Okay.
They dropped two today.
Double feature.
They dropped two. You know, I'll have to find some time to watch it either later today or tomorrow or something like that. And then also I'm watching Haikyuu, which is, you know, still firing on. It's not firing on all cylinders, but, you know, but right now it is.
Okay.
The whole show isn't. There's a lot of, you know, slow moments that is somewhat entertaining, but. Right now, we're juiced up. We're headed to the end of the season. So,
excellent.
That being said, that's our little anime segment for the day. Let's get into it. We got the opening topic here. We both beat Prey, as we said in the pre-show. I'm sure we both have thoughts on it. How do we want to do this? Do you want to start first? You want me to start first? I want to try and do like a non-spoilerish discussion. Because I do want to encourage people to play this on their own, but
I can we'll talk non-spoiler. I mean, sure, it is a 4-year-old game, so you shouldn't be expected to, you know, completely be free of spoilers. But
We'll dance around the big points.
Yeah. So I'll go ahead and get us started. Last week, I felt like the words that I stated about Prey were very. I felt like I was dancing around it because I was in a state where I was like, I don't know if I like this game, but I also don't want to say I don't like this game just yet. This week, however, that's completely out of the window, bro. Your boy isn't. This was a dope ass game to play. I definitely would. I would recommend this to you. Recommend this to your mama, your grandmama to play this game. It's just that's how good the game was. I think Arkane Studios once again hit us with a banger. So far, I don't think Arkane Studios has taken an L. I'm going to be honest with you.
Facts.
I think that they just keep pumping out good games. You know, like I said in the beginning, was a little worried about it. Just some of the story wasn't hitting as hard as I thought. And then by the end, you know, the story still hadn't like super hit. Like, you know, I felt like I wasn't 100% attached to all the characters or whatnot as I would maybe in some other game. But it was just enough to where I was like, okay, this is a good game and I actually care about. I'm hoping that, you know, we get a good outcome to the game. So great game. Once again, gameplay. It's fun gameplay. You know, I thought on hard mode that the game was super tough. This was, I guess, last week. But then once you power through, you show a little bit of determination. You learn how the game works. You learn how the abilities work. And you really see, like, you know, all the synergies of different, like, weapons in the game. Then the game becomes phenomenal because you are able to defeat any enemy without, like, you know, without problem. Bro, when we didn't talk about this on the podcast, but we talked about this in our text chat. There's a larger enemy, you know, for the folks at home, there's a larger enemy, very, you know, kind of scary, you know, right off the rip, because you don't know how to defeat this enemy. He's very powerful, can really just really mess you up just if you're not prepared. I was getting messed up. I was playing on hard difficulty. The man would touch me, he just touched me twice and I'm dead, or once even, and I would just be dead immediately by the time I, like, you know, by when was that Friday or Thursday or whatever when I was playing it, I was ready. Every time I saw him, bro, he was getting fucked up. I wasn't getting fucked up. He was the one getting two shot, bro, out of the rib. I'm blasting ability off, blasting a gun off. He couldn't hit. I couldn't lose anymore. That's all I'm trying to say.
Right.
I think that I even had – there was a point where – I don't know. Like, I was looking forward to him. That's how crazy it was getting. So, moral of the story, y'all need to play Prey. It gets the Arsene Lockpaw seal of approval, and it gets an A. For sure. 9 out of 10. For sure.
Now, I'll say this. Prey, in my opinion, I finished it today, so my thoughts are fresh. You know, I haven't had a night to really sleep over it. Mm-hmm. But I want to start off by saying this game is no masterpiece, all right?
Mm-hmm.
This game is no masterpiece. It's not a God of War. It's not going to blow your socks off. But let me tell you guys about a little studio called Arkane. These people are a master at their craft. Building levels, designing levels, like that corny phrase where it's like, you know, it's not about the end, it's about the friends we made along the way. That is Arkane Games in a nutshell.
I feel
that. Same thing with Dishonored, where, you know, who cares about how Dishonored ended? I don't. I don't even really remember the ending. Same here. I got to Prey. I did the ending. I'm like, you know, this is cool. You know, the ending. I was like, oh, okay. I kind of like this. But really, the enjoyment came like through just literally playing the game, just exploring this world that they built. And I loved it. Like, I love the excitement that I got every time I got to a new area. Every time I like got to try out a new ability. They do really well with allowing you to progress through your abilities to the point that, like, by the time you get to the end, you really truly feel like a god, you know, if depending on how you built your characters, right? You feel like you're a master of your abilities and you can use whatever, like, you know, skill set that you have to fuck up anybody in your way for the most part. So, like, that's what I really enjoyed that. I think I was saying, like, oh, yeah, like, I'm afraid to go down this path of the game because I don't want to get messed up by, you know, turrets or something. And, you know, I took the plunge, and it turns out, hey, that wasn't even that big of a problem. I was a hacking master.
Yes.
Like, I still use turrets to my advantage. I just hacked almost every single one of them. And, yeah, like, the game, like, I'm a real big fan of lore. I call myself a lore whore. And
great time.
You know, any game that kind of can, you know, piece together, can help you piece together the story in a detailed fashion without, like, beating you over the head with it, and can make callbacks to itself, like, as you progress through the game, where you're just like, oh, yeah, I learned about this character, like, this, and this about them. And then you find another character, and you're like, oh, this is their relationship to this character. This is the other side of the story, X, Y, and Z. Oh, this is, like, the backstory behind this weapon I've been using the whole game. Like, all that stuff Prey does fantastically. And you know, I think it's a big hidden gem, and I feel like people who are fans of the RPG genre, like that kind of Arkane style genre, should definitely play Prey. I think it was awesome.
Nice.
What did you think about the story aspect? Like, give me your thoughts without, you know, going into too much detail. How do you feel about, like, where you started versus where you ended?
Okay. Story-wise, you know, I think it was a good progression, like, throughout the story for the most part. I did think that I don't want to say fell apart. There was one part of the story near the end that I think kind of took away from the story as a whole. So
is that the part where basically, like, a third
party, right, the
comes
third
in,
party or? Aspect of the game, yeah. Where I'm like, okay, you know, this is fine and all, maybe save this for a sequel game or something, or a DLC type thing. Let's focus on the one enemy and maybe have, like, your, I don't know, the main enemy of the game be still, you know, part of the party that you're fighting originally, fighting a part of this alien species. Like, I didn't really like how they introduced this character all the way at the end. And I was like, bro, like, I I just don't feel any attachment to him. It's not real. It was more of a nuisance right. than it did help to help the story. So for that, probably you definitely get some L points on that one for sure. I think I would have for sure liked to have seen, you know, if the ending of the game had been a little bit different and it shows that you are, I don't know, living your life back on Earth. And now there's like, you know, this new threat, you know, maybe you are fighting again. I'm trying to like dance around like the spoilers, you know, I don't want to say, mm-hmm. but basically you're back on Earth and now you're fighting this new threat. That's what I probably would have wanted to see. I think, you know, as soon as you handle this threat in the game, this third party, then it just basically you just jump right back into where you were beforehand. Yeah. So I'm like, well, what was the point of that?
Kind of like
basically
filler.
This was the baseball episode of Jujutsu. Actually, the baseball episode of Jujutsu Kaisen was way better than this, I would say.
No, yeah. 100%.
So yeah, overall, story was straight. I will say that. I thought the story was straight, excluding that one part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I 100% agree. I think that, you know, it starts off really, really strong mm-hmm. where, you know, it's very, it's very single, like, threaded, like, this is how we're going to start you off, and then it opens up a little shortly thereafter. I love the way it opened up, or I love the way the game started, and, you know, like I said, I love the different backstories behind each, like, little area that you can explore in the game. I loved, like, you know, learning more about the alien species and basically, like, what was going on on this ship or whatever, like, through learning through emails and audio logs and stuff like that. And I wish the ending would have, like, just committed more. Like, there was no, like, huge boss mm-hmm. fight at the end. There was, like, there was nothing to kind of tie a nice bow on like the main threat of the game, which I was like, this is kind of disappointing. Like, I have, you know, all this ammo and stuff left. Like, I rather have one big hurrah than fight like the third party, and just like literally, I didn't even fight the third party. I literally ran through the entire like ending of the game just to, you know, resolve everything I needed to resolve. So that was good, and like, so that was kind of my complaint. And yeah, just the last act of the game is a little weak. Like, I think Arcane does a really good job at like giving players choice and like, you know, having yourself be able to like, hey, like, save this person, like, do this, do that. Like, here are all of these different side missions that don't feel like, you know, naggy things. It's like, oh, this kind of just adds to the story, adds to like your character decisions and all that stuff. But I feel like always the game just kind of ties back poorly, where it's like, okay, you made all these decisions, here's like five different cutscenes that are slightly different that don't really mean anything. And I'd rather just, like, I've talked about this before, but I'd rather just like not have a slightly different cutscene. I would rather have like a more conclusive, like, you know, lore building mm-hmm. end than just being like, oh yeah, you didn't kill this person, so we're gonna change one line of dialogue to reflect that. Like, who cares about that? But, you know, I think overall the content's good, and like the universe that they have would be really awesome to hear like a second, like get a sequel from that, a sequel, or I don't know if a prequel will work, but definitely a sequel. So I'm excited now that, you know, Bethesda and Arcane are in the hands of Microsoft. I feel like it's more likely than not, especially considering they probably got a really, you know, large boost in plays and downloads right. After it jumped on the Game Pass. So
give us a sequel, Arcane. What are you doing? Deathloop, you know, that's basically done, bro. I don't know what they're working on next, but it better be something Prey related. I'm hoping.
And I wonder if Deathloop is going to be kind of the same thing, where they give you option. I know the core mechanic is different because you're kind of like doing this race against the clock to like solve this puzzle and kill all these people in the right order in one day mm-hmm. to beat the game. But I wonder if they'll do the same thing where it's like, oh, here's the lore of this entire world, and, you know, here's some decisions you can make along the way and get slightly different outcomes, because they definitely did that with Dishonored 1 and 2. They did it with Prey, and it seems kind of a pattern. So hopefully not. Hopefully we have a more concrete ending with this, but if there's any criticism about Arcane, that would just be it. Is that, you know, they do a great job at like giving people choice and switching up the missions and making you feel good about like your decisions. Like the decisions in Prey that you had to make were like not good and bad. It was just kind of like, I don't know, who should I believe here? Right. Like, this seems like the best option based off of what I know, but also I could see myself doing the other option. I love that, where it's like not just the good decision, bad decision. It's like have some nuance to it, and make your own decision based off of how you truly feel. But it just didn't deliver on like the result from the actions that you chose.
I know you mentioned, I think in the last episode, that you don't like to, or you obviously you don't really plan on replaying games like this. They give you lots of like, mm-hmm. I guess, differing choices. Did you mm-hmm. in this case, did you look up like what the endings would be like when you got near the end, or what the choice would mean for your character?
Yeah, so like this game was like pretty good about it actually. Like, so you know, they have, it seems like there's different kind of layers where it's like, oh, if you killed this many people in the game, like you'll kind of get a different reaction, mm-hmm. but like there's a lot of different like ways to end the game right up at the end. And I just saved it because I had like a lot of the options available to me, and it was just a matter of picking one like right before the game ended, depending on how I like wanted to approach things. So I did all of those. I just saved, did an ending, restarted, did another ending. And literally the difference was like a small cutscene, and then we ended at like the pre-ending was like a small cutscene, and then the post-ending was pretty much the same. And I imagined if, I didn't kill everybody. I was more of like a good guy mm-hmm. throughout the game. But if I killed everybody, I imagine if it would be slightly different, but not too big of a difference.
Wait a minute. Killing people. Who'd you kill?
I'm saying I didn't kill anybody. But if I did, like, I'm sure they would reference it, and like, it probably wouldn't have been much different.
It's just for the sake of like kind of wrapping up and saying like, oh wow, maybe you should be ashamed of yourself or something, you know, yada yada, stuff like that.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, this game just proves my point, where it's like playing, like if I played the game through solely to satisfy like see a second, you know, style ending, 100% not worth it. Absolutely. Like, this game, it's a spit in the face. Like, if you're trying to have two different playthroughs based off of like moral decisions.
Yeah.
Like, kind of to wrap this up, one, you know, I like, despite the criticism, I really, really enjoyed this game. Like, I was addicted to it for the week I've been playing it. And I'm now like interested in buying the DLC and playing through that.
Oh, DLC.
Okay.
I didn't know.
I'm glad that you don't know about this. I'm glad that you don't know them. A year after Prey launched, they came out with a DLC called Moon Crash.
And
get this, dude. Get this. The DLC is a Prey roguelike.
No way.
It's a Prey roguelike. It's blowing. Like, I looked this up today. I knew about the DLC, but I didn't know what, like, was the theme of the DLC. It's a fucking roguelike where you're like trying to do something and you're running through it multiple times, and like it's always a little bit different every time you run through it. I'm like, holy shit, I am so ready. Like, just hearing that, I'm like, okay, now I have to play this. I have to see how Arcane handles this concept. Like, that's why I love this fucking studio, because they're always trying stuff that's new and different and really experimenting with what they have. So I'm super stoked. I'm definitely going to play this. I don't know when. It might be soon. It might be like within the next week or so. But I almost have to play it just because of how much I enjoyed the main game, and just so I can see how they switch the gameplay on its head to be a roguelite.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, you might have to give me some reviews on this one, because you know how I feel about roguelites, my guy.
I know how you feel about it.
I don't see it on the Game Pass store. Let me see how much it costs. I don't know if I hope I don't have to go through Steam to get it, you know. I don't know if maybe it's, you know,
it's $20.
Okay.
It's on Steam.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's also on the Microsoft store. I mean, I don't think you're Like your progress in the original game doesn't matter.
Right, I get that. I just didn't even see it on the like Xbox. I don't know if it's considered the store on PC. Yeah,
the Microsoft
store.
But
this store. Shit is, this shit is busted anyway, so I'm not going.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. But yeah, that's our pre discussion. Everybody, go give it a try. Go look at some footage. See if it interests you.
What do we have next?
Moving on, I have a topic that I wanted to get to last week, but we kind of ran out of time talking about the acquisition and all that stuff. I have a little game. I wanted to go through like the major publishers in the game industry and assign them personalities. Like, who would these people be in school?
I feel
all right. Like based off of what we know and how we feel about these different publishers. Who are they if they were a person? All right. So on the list, and we can add more, but on the list we have Xbox first party, we have Bethesda, we have Sony for first party, we have Square Enix, Nintendo, EA, Ubisoft.
Go ahead and throw Devolver on there, bro.
Okay, Devolver. All right. So let's start from the top here.
Who's first? Xbox.
Xbox okay, first party. Okay. Who would Xbox be in school? What kind of kid is Xbox in high school?
Xbox, I think, would be like, you know, your kind of average high school student. Like, you know, they're not too popular. They're like that quintessential. I'm trying to think of a kid. You know who I would put Xbox on? I'd put them on Ned Bigby, bro. Straight from Ned's the class.
Ned Bigby.
I think that was his last name.
Okay.
Yeah, they Ned for sure.
Ned Mosby, right? No.
No, Mose was his friend. What was his name?
Bigby?
I don't think that was his last name at all. I'm going to be honest with you. Hold on. We're going to get it real quick.
Ned Bigby.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, it just seems like, you know, he's a happy guy, having fun or whatever. But, you know, at the end of the day, relatively, like, you know, just an average kid.
Yeah. Okay. I'd say Xbox, you know, is in the group with the cool kids, right? But they are not the ringleader. They are not the person that's, you know, running the show or anything like that. They're the person who you come over their house. Their mom is always super nice. They got, you know, they're the rich kid who you come over the house, you're like, damn, y'all really got everything. You know what I'm saying? They're like, yeah.
Just casual.
You know, this is, yeah, exactly. But, you know, they're not in the class making people laugh. They're not the ones, you know, that are going to the homecoming court and all this stuff. They're just like casual but low-key, you know, solid friends to have around. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that.
So let's skip Bethesda for now. Let's come back to them. Let's talk about Sony first party.
Okay. Sony first party for sure. In my mind, I'm thinking like they're like the smart kid, also pretty like rich or something like that. But like, you know, they're also they low key an asshole. You know, but just on the low key. You know, they try and they're a little fake too. Not gonna lie, you know, they trying to act like, you know, they're the kid who's like, you know, super hyper focused on trying to get into college. They picking up all the extracurriculars and shit like that, and they just and they doing everything they can to make sure they get into Harvard or some shit like that. That's Sony.
So I'm going slightly different for me. I'm saying Sony is the kid that, not the popular jock or anything, but they are the popular kid that, you know, is a nerd, but also they're in the AP classes, but they're also the people running for homecoming court. They're the people that are like, everybody knows about them. They seem like super cool, but you're right. If you get to know them, they might be a little asshole. They, you know, they're kind of like, you know, they're the person that'll make fun of their own friends.
No.
You know, at the expense of getting a laugh. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody thinks Sony is funny. Everybody thinks Sony is the shit. So they got to keep that status, you know, at all costs, right? So that's how I see Sony. Like, you know, smart AP student, but, you know, because they're so popular, they're a little bit corrupted by the popularity. They, you know, they'll throw their own friends under the bus.
I agree with that. I can see that.
Nintendo. Mm. Holy shit. Yeah, what the fuck is
Nintendo? I gotta think about Nintendo for a second, bro, because as we know, in real life, Nintendo, I don't know. Like, I wanted to say, all right, okay. You go first, if you got it.
I got it. Nintendo is that person where, you know, they're in your squad, bro, but you're always just like, bro, what are you doing, bro? Like, they don't cuss. They're super sweet, but they're a little just like, they're too PG to the point where it's like, bro, this is not how we act in public settings, bro. You gotta adapt. You gotta, we're no longer in middle school. We no longer under your parents' rules. You gotta evolve with the other high schoolers, all right? We gotta cut the act, and we gotta understand how things go, bro. That's when somebody breaks out a beer at a party, and Nintendo starts throwing a fit, saying, no, we can't drink beer. Like, I can't do any of this, bro. I gotta go home. It's like, bro, get with the times. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. So Nintendo is calling their mom, like, you know, at the party to get picked up. Because they saw one kid had with a beer. Not even, it wasn't like, you know, it was a majority of the kids drinking. It was just one kid.
Exactly. And Nintendo, they'll shut down their own party if they see somebody with a beer. You know, that's a tight, you know how Nintendo be doing takedowns on their own games. Oh, you know, don't be letting people stream their own damn games. Nintendo will snitch on themselves, bro, you know, to keep the rules in line.
The kid, this is the kid who, you know, they study hard too, right? But then when you go into, like, you know, let's say, I don't know, you didn't do your homework, bro. You ask Nintendo for help. You say, sorry, you can't look at my paper. That's exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Holy shit. Nintendo's that motherfucker who, you know, the teacher comes in. You know, nobody did the homework last night. But Nintendo raises their hand and says, are you going to take up the homework? And everybody's like, oh, no.
Wow, we are really going in on Nintendo right now. Do they deserve
sorry,
it?
Sorry, Nintendo.
Kind of, but. Also kind
of
not.
I mean, they're still, at the end of the day, they're still staples. Right. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody, you know, people still love Nintendo. They just know how Nintendo
is.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I see that. I can see that for real.
Square Enix. Square Enix.
I say Square Enix is like the pretty boy. You know, they're not athletic. Ooh. It could be on the drama. You know, like, you know, in theater or something like that. But for sure, like the pretty boy, always like, you know, always pulling. But you know, got like some type of, like, I don't know, mental issues or something. Like they'll be having breakdown or something on the low. Maybe they addicted to, you know, Adderall or something. Just something that is not 100% about them. And they fake too. They can be fake, potentially.
Damn.
But
damn.
Pretty boy for sure.
Yeah. I feel like Square Enix is the kid that ain't really in anybody's group. They kind of do their own thing. You know, some people see Square Enix and are like, damn, that motherfucker is so cool. Like, they're so mysterious. They kind of got their own vibe about them. They wear their own outfits.
Leather jacket.
Care about the trends.
Not the leather jacket kid.
Some other people say, what the fuck is going on with Square Enix? That kid's fucking weird, bro. You know, they ain't got no friends. Like, they always, you know, they dating all these girls or they dating all these guys, but feel like they still ain't got no identity. They ain't got no friend groups. Like, they could follow either side of the coin, Square Enix. You know, pretty boy, pretty girl, that, you know, kind of lives by their own rules and doesn't give a damn what other people think.
I get that. I hear you.
You know, next we got EA.
Oh, no. You already know who EA is, bro.
We already know who EA is. We got the jock.
Lord of mercy. But not, you know, this is the jock who, like, you know, is super into the sport, but they are not good, bro. I'm going to tell you right now, these motherfuckers suck. They suck at the sport, bro. They're either probably, if they're on varsity, they're definitely getting benched. Even if they're on varsity, they wearing their letterman everywhere, bro. It's like, bro, we're at home. Take that shit off. You're at home. Mom serving up dinner. You still wearing your jacket? Take that shit off, bro. Go hang it up. It's just dirty because you keep wearing it. Oh my god, I'm sick. I'm sick of it.
Yeah. EA is the kid that gets the brand new car. Oh, they get the brand new sports car from the older brother or something, and they crash that shit a couple weeks in. You know what I'm saying? Being driving reckless. Like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Like, you know, they always trying to stunt, act like they got money, you know, always trying to make people feel broke. And, yeah, they're that kid that, you know, talks about, you know, being on the varsity team, but then you actually go to a game and see them riding the bench. You're like, wait, I thought this man was a starter, bro. He was talking so much shit in hell class. No, like, what's going on? Ubisoft.
Ooh, Ubisoft. Okay, Ubisoft. That's like the foreign exchange student, bro. Like, he did, like, you know, it's like they kind of cool, you know, and you're like, okay, that's nice. But sometimes, like, you know, the cultural differences, you just like, bro, I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't know what, I don't know what's going on, what you're doing. Y'all may do that back where you're from, but things are a little different. It ain't nothing wrong with it per se, but you know, it's just different. So, you know, you get,
like that. So my thoughts on Ubisoft were that they're the fucking know-it-all, you know, I told you so, you know, because they got all these damn games. They got all these damn genres, right. You know, all these games are big as shit. They out here trying to make a game about hacking, huge as shit, about every damn time period with Assassin's Creed, huge as shit. So they're the people that literally in class, always raising their hand, always trying to give a damn answer. You know, and sometimes it's like, you know, we rock with you. Like, yeah, they're the smart one of the group. But also, like, shut the hell up, bro. Like, we get it. We don't need to go in depth into damn Egyptian history this time, Ubisoft. Like, can you just talk about some normal? Can you just do some normal shit? Everything don't got to be big. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Like,
back in the day, Ubisoft was a little, you know, more timid, you know, like the Rayman days where they were simple. Everybody was having fun. It was a good time. But, you know, now they've just taken it too far. They're really trying to get into a good college and just going overboard.
That's messed up.
Okay, let's go back to Bethesda. Okay. Let me think.
Bethesda. I think Bethesda. Go ahead. You go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say Bethesda is probably some, like, gritty kid.
Whoa.
Some kid doing extreme shit.
Okay.
Like, some kid who's like, oh, not like, bro, what's going on, bro? This is the person doing stunts, coming in cast every now and again, like eating the nasty shit at lunch, putting everybody's meal together. They don't care, bro. They're extreme. Bro. You know, they got their gritty style. Everybody knows Bethesda will do it. Stuff that nobody else will do, Bethesda will do.
Okay.
They're that one.
Okay. I'm thinking, you know, it's kind of the same vein, but also a little bit different. Definitely will do all the crazy shit, but they are one of the most loved throughout the school because of
okay.
they got, you know, the kid will ask them to do a backflip off the second floor railing or some shit. They either land it or they don't, but everybody cheering regardless. They say, yeah, woo!
Right.
And then everybody's like, when they think about, it's 10 years down the line, you just at home or something, you sipping a beer, you maybe with a friend or two from high school, you be like, damn, y'all remember that one motherfucker? Bethesda? Yeah, that dude was crazy.
Ah, yeah, Bethesda.
that's what I can imagine Bethesda as.
Dang. And that's when you come back to your high school reunion and you find out, oh, Bethesda and Microsoft, they together now? Wow. I never would have thought, bro. That's crazy.
Definitely did not know you were about to say. I legitimately thought you were about to say, oh, Bethesda, yeah, they passed away. Like,
no.
I thought Bethesda died for sure. But okay, you know, I like a happy ending. Go ahead and I ship Bethesda and Microsoft together. Literally, that makes sense. You love to see it, bro.
There we go. Let's end off your most beloved, Devolver.
Already know who Devolver is, bro. That's the kid in class always talking about memes going, Fortnite.
Yes. Dang. Yes,
they are up
exactly
to date
right,
on every
bro.
Meme, bro. They're so up to date. They'll say some shit. And they'll be like, oogalabop. And then you'll be like, what the fuck is that?
Nah.
Then 3 months later, you'll be on Twitter. You'll see everybody talking about Oogalabomb, and you're like, how the fuck did this man know? how did he know?
Dang, that's the so meme. True, bro. Bethesda, the damn, or not Bethesda, Devolver's the damn class clown. 100%. Sure. They're doing anything for a laugh, bro. They'll fail their class to make people laugh. Like, that has
teacher
to be
turns
it,
around, bro. They talking about penis. And you're like, nah, bro. We trying to learn, dude.
Nah. But also, they're also in AP classes. Ooh, true. And, you know, about to get into, you know, Ivy Leagues just because they somehow excelling at the same time being a damn fool.
Everybody's so shocked, too. They're like, wait a minute, bro. You're in AP. You're in six APs right now? And they're just like, yeah, I can do it. And they're making A's, too. Oh, damn. My God. Devolver. Shout out Devolver one time, bro.
Shout out
What's
Devolver,
next
boy.
I think Boomerang X, bro. All right. This is about Boomerang to become the Boomerang X, like, podcast in a couple weeks when that comes out.
When is this game
it's
dropping,
this
bro?
This year, I believe. I want to say it's in April, but I'm not 100% sure. I'm not 100% sure.
Let's see what else they got. Oh, they're doing a... They have Loop Hero, which I've been
so
hearing
much
a
about,
lot
yeah.
about. So, I think that's PC only, so... When will I play it? Maybe never, but Loop Hero is apparently all the rage. Devolver has at least one hit per year.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
At least. These guys, for kind of a smaller publisher, these guys know what they're doing.
Man.
Are there any other publishers that we're missing here? Who else makes games? Let me turn around real quick and look at my games library.
Get your library up. I'm about to look up video game publishers because, like, I always get, like, confused between video game publishers and developers.
But That's true. Maybe we're going to have to do one for developers.
That's another time. Oh, Activision Blizzard, bro.
Oh, nah. Oh, okay.
You
got
one. Okay.
Activision Blizzard, bro. You already know. Activision Blizzard is the fucking kid. Always talking about fucking guns.
Oh,
always
okay.
talking about, you know, being the army.
The
like,
ROTC?
You know, Activision Blizzard's and the ROTC, that's their entire personality. You know, they like other stuff. Like, if you really get to know them, you know, they'll watch, you know, the MCU with you. They kind of cool, but everybody knows them at school as the ROTC kid. They in all the programs, always wearing their uniform to class because that's what they mm-hmm. like.
Okay. I was about to take a little different, you know, approach on this one. I was going to say Activision, Blizzard, whichever combination you want to call it. I was going to say this is the kid out there. You see them at their locker. They always selling snacks out the locker, bro. They just trying to make a buck at every turn. It don't matter. They got, you know, because, you know, they have like loot boxes in their game, but in real life, they're selling Doritos, Cheetos, bro. They got every snack that you don't have to go to a convenience store, bro. Just go to mm-hmm. Blizzard. He'll hook you up. And he'll go out
Activision.
Of his way.
Oh, is Activision? I forgot Activision and Blizzard are the same thing.
They're a combo now.
That's crazy. Dang, yeah. Activision don't care, bro. They're just trying to get the bag.
Bad. I'm looking at somebody else. Bandai Namco. Mm-hmm. I mean, do we?
Dang, that's just a kid Naruto running in class, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know,
sure.
bro.
That's the anime kid. That's the weeaboo. He talking about Oni-chan. Huh, you're being such a baka right now. And you're like, shut that shit down, don't you?
But then sometimes they got hits. Like Little Nightmares. Sometimes they got hit.
Oh, Lord.
Sometimes they'll say, hey, watch this. And you're like, wait a second. This is kind of fire,
bro. He'll do a backflip. Appreciate you. Middle of the But then he'll land it, so it's good to go.
He was like, okay, we got you. All right. I mean, I think that pretty much does it. This is fun.
Bring
we got to do this again.
I see some more that we can definitely bring in.
For developers or publishers?
For publishers, but, you know, also we'll probably hit up the developers for sure.
Okay. Yeah, we'll make this a recurring theme every now and again. But let's go ahead and wrap it up. Before we go, though, I'm curious. You beat Prey. Are you looking at anything else right now? Are you playing anything else? Are you, like, gearing up to start something new anytime
Actually,
soon?
About an hour before recording this, your boy booted up Fallen Order. It's time.
Ooh, okay.
It is long past due, and so far, I'm loving it, man. I really, I like what I'm seeing. I'm definitely interested to see how the game, you know, pans out. The gameplay seems pretty clean so far, and I think it will only get cleaner. Mm-hmm. But yeah, look, it seems straight. I hope it's hope it treats me well throughout its time. Playing it on I believe the hard difficulty once again, so hopefully I do not get too booty blasted. But we'll see.
Right.
We will see.
Yeah, yeah. Fallen Order was, you know, it was a good ride. It was a nice game. You know, not God tier echelon, but definitely kind of like that Prey range of enjoyment where it's like, hey, like I played it, I enjoyed it, and you know, that's all I needed. Gotcha. So yeah, I'm interested. Once you beat it, we'll have a little discussion here about it. Myself, you know, I still got a lot of stuff like open that I haven't finished. I haven't finished Outer Worlds, which got a 60 frame per second boost on the nice. Series X recently, so I'll probably go back to that soon. Dead Cells is open. I'll probably finish that at some point. So we'll see. We'll see. Right. Also, Ori 2 and Doom Eternal are both games that are kind of like on my radar.
I could have sworn that you had already played going to start at some point. Ori 2.
No, I just finished the first
gotcha,
one.
Gotcha.
And I put the second one on pause because Cyberpunk came out right after I beat the
gotcha.
First one.
Gotcha. Okay, I remember that now.
That was a mistake.
That was a mistake. Sad. Tragic.
But all right, guys, let us know.
A little brief, you know. Just give a shout out to my boy, Arbanot Kelly. He asked me to give a shout out. So I said, you know what, bro? I'll give you a shout out. So if you're listening, and I know you will be listening, here it is. Don't ask me for shit ever. No.
Wow. Wow. Shout out, Arbanot Kelly, a man that has been on the podcast before.
Exactly.
And will, you know, continue to be on the podcast in the future. Shout out to the boy. And with that, guys, let's just wrap it up. You know, let us know if you guys have any topics you guys want us to discuss, any games you guys want us to play or anything like that. But until then, thank you guys for listening to Player Player. If you enjoy the episode, go ahead and rate us 5 stars on iTunes. As always, I ain't playing around with y'all. Just go ahead, open up the damn iTunes page, click the 5-star button and hook us up. It would mean a lot, and it helps us with our discovery and all that stuff. If you guys want to join the conversation, talk to us directly, you guys can join the Discord, playerplayerpod.com/Discord to join. Speaking of playerplayerpod.com, you can go there for any updates about future episodes or giveaways. You can find all our contact information, our emails. And if you guys want to help support the show, there's also a donation link at the bottom of the page for our little Ko-fi link where you guys can help support hosting costs for the year. Just give us a little fun for snacks to keep us going. Other than that, guys, you can also follow us on social media at Player Player Pod on Twitter. You guys can follow me personally at The Hoop Man with a 3 as the E. You guys can find my co-host Arsen here as Pax Arsenica on Twitter or Arsen Lokpa on Instagram. Also Pax Arsenica on Twitch. Shout out to Aaron Miller, as always, for the intro music. You can follow him at The Miller Child on Instagram. And unless I'm forgetting something, guys, until next time, keep
game on, folks.